This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profiles. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome to the weekend edition of the KE Report. A little bit of optimism in this particular show. You know, starting out with Chris Martinson, just a brief introduction of Chris. He is a very bright guy, a regular guest on our show, one of the most sought-after speakers anywhere in the world because of his, I would have to say, philosophy as expressed in many of the books that he's written. I just pulled out a copy last night, again, of a book called The Crash Course that he wrote. The reason we want to chat with Chris for the first two segments is optimism is an incredibly important part about life, as is information. If you don't use information to guide your life in a positive sense, you know what, you might as well just, you know, go buy an unending supply of beer and sit in the closet, because life without optimism is totally non-constructive, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how you and your loved ones and your friends can change that. Chris, you're a very optimistic guy. You work very hard, but more importantly than that, you have a really good attitude. How did all of that start?
I wish I could tell you. I just found it all at once. For me, it was a process. You know, I first went through a waking up period where I came out of denial. I really believed in a lot of stories about my country that were hard to let go of, and about the future that were hard to let go of. Things like, equal justice under the law, and that, you know, they had it all under control, and that we wouldn't make the same mistakes monetarily or financially that other people had made in the past. Look, we're going down a road which is very clearly, from a realistic standpoint, we can clearly see that we've got some difficult times in front of us, right? So that's the information. But I'm a realistic optimist, and I put the optimist back in there because my view is that information that doesn't lead to constructive action is either useless or worse than useless, because it just makes you feel bad. So there's a lot we could feel bad about, but if you came to my house, what you would find is you would find a person on a 2-acre suburban lot with an orchard. I've got chickens, I've got bees, I've got a nice garden. I'm more fit than I was 10 years ago. I sleep really well at night. You know, because I've taken control of all the things I can take control of in my life. And so, you know, that was a long process for me. And it began, though, I have to confess, with a little emotional turbulence, because what I had to give up were beliefs about how things worked that were wrong. And when you give up beliefs, I wish it was a rational process. Maybe it is for somebody else, but for me, it's not. For most people, it isn't. It's an emotional process, and we have a country that studiously avoids emotions. And so anything you can do to figure out how to become more educated, get the context for what's going on, and then take action, that's where I've dedicated my life.
Chris, what would you say to those people that say that they do try to get information out there, but then when they read this information, it makes them angry, and it almost leads them, I guess, down the wrong path rather than making them or driving them to do something about it? It makes them angry, and then they sit around, they complain, or if they try to do something about it, they take the wrong tact. How can you almost become more level-headed in your eyes, even when you're reading information that you don't like hearing, but quite frankly, it is the information of what's going on in the world, so taking emotion almost out of it?
Well, Corey, great question, and let me differentiate. There's actually two kinds of anger. One we'll call adult anger, which is good. It's righteous. It can be fuel to get you moving. It's where a lot of great action comes from. Unfortunately, there's another type of anger. It's fairly dominant in some people's lives, and it's just drama, right? The anger comes. It's all over the place. It leaks out into places where it didn't start in the first place. You know, the dog gets kicked, the kids get yelled at, whatever happens. That drama anger doesn't lead anywhere. It leads to shortened lives. It leads to unhappy experiences. So I'm not one to say that I'm shooting for neutrality. I'm not saying let's do away with emotions. I'm saying that each emotion has both a positive and a negative state. And Kubler-Ross talked about it when she was talking about the ultimate belief-shattering material, which is confronting your own mortality. When people are confronted with a fatal illness, they will often go through those what they call the five stages of grief, come out of denial, go through a little bit of anger, you go through some bargaining, you hit some depression, and then you get to acceptance. Each one of those is an emotional state, starting from denial all the way through. Each one of those has a positive and negative side.
Yeah, I got to tell you, just from a personal note, you know, is what my family and I are going through with Kathy's disease. As the doctor said, it's not curable, but it is treatable. Having said that, she went through all of the stages that you're talking about. And you know what? She came out of the other end of the tunnel, and she is a very, very happy person today because she realizes exactly everything that you're saying, Chris. Chris, let's talk a little bit about your book, The Crash Course, and how that is tied in with the video that's on YouTube.
Well, certainly. The Crash Course is a big tour through three things that I think need to be linked together. I talk about the economy. Everybody cares about the economy. You know, everybody who's got a paycheck or has money or wants money or needs more, or, you know, all of that. Very important. But the economy has been talked about for too long in isolation as if it was its own thing. And there's two other things we have to bolt onto it today. This is our generation's greatest challenge. We have to also talk about energy because, honestly, the economy is a subset of energy, not the other way around. If you have energy, things are possible, like otherwise not. And then the third E in this story is the environment, which is both resources we take out, maybe bluefin tuna or iron ore or something like that, and the waste we put back in. Once you put all three of these in one spot, what the Crash Course basically says is this. The current course we're on is unsustainable. And, you know, that's sort of a euphemism. What does that mean? It means that if we continue in our current trajectory, we will do this until it breaks someday and we'll be really unhappy with the results. So the realistic part of me says, people, we really need to start talking about some big things, almost like an uncle coming, putting an arm around your shoulder, having that intervention about your drinking or something. It's time for us to have these adult conversations, but we can also be very important topic for this show. We can also be optimistic about it because the only time you can't do anything is when you give up.
Well, and Chris, I think that leads me into my next question, actually. And it seems like we talk a lot about change and change that needs to be made, or at least should be made, in the economy and the way people are living, etc. But change takes a long time, and you need to actually dedicate yourself to making that change happen and not get discouraged when, let's say, you get a roadblock in your way or you need to slow down a little bit. But it is important to always be looking forward, and I guess it comes down to also having goals, but goals in a broader sense of making this change happen. Do you touch on that at all?
Well, absolutely. You know, once you're faced with the predicaments that we're faced with at this point, it's hard not to get a little existential about the whole thing, which you know, raises the larger questions in life. And as Al was talking about, you know, each crisis has both the you know, the emotional tunnel you have to go through, but then there's the gift on the other side. To me, the gift in the predicaments we're facing right now is it all gives people permission to step back and go, wait a minute, why am I here? What are we doing? What's this all about? What's my role in it? And when you ask those questions honestly, you discover you're not here to accumulate a lot of money and accumulate a lot of stuff and fritter away your time. So really, the deeper invitation in my work and many other people's work is that this time is calling us to greatness. And we can either individually choose to heed that challenge or resist the call to adventure. But this is really the time people are choosing increasingly to step up, ask the harder questions, and realize, hey, life ain't a dress rehearsal. You know, let's live this and have fun, but let's do something meaningful.
When I was in my early 30s, I was a bit of a wallflower, okay? Didn't have a lot of self-confidence, et cetera, et cetera. I knew that I could never be successful if I stayed in that attitude. And so I changed my attitude by taking constructive action. More on that into the second segment about constructive action in Chris's books. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, Big Al in his early 30s, a bit of a wallflower, not a whole lot of self-confidence, realized I could do something about it because I read a book by Norman Vincent Peale called Life is Worth Living. I got very interested in Peale's philosophy, ended up reading all of his books and supporting his ministry, went on, read every book that Dale Carnegie wrote, actually took a Dale Carnegie course, which I couldn't afford at the time, and I realized the importance of mental attitude. And all I can say is it has totally, totally changed my life and the lives of people who I affect for the better. And that's why I am such a fan, Chris, of your writing and your philosophy. Tell our listeners why you feel it's so important to have a positive outlook, number one, and number two, how you can attain that outlook.
Al, you're pointing to something that's really, it's almost like the mystery of life, and I'm even shocked that I'm the person here talking about it, because this was not my life's path. I didn't choose this. I didn't grow up knowing that I wanted to be in this sort of a role. I started with the data. The data led me to some conclusions, but once I wound my way through those, I discovered that there's really only one person in the world that I have complete control over, only one person that can change, and that's me. And once I started changing myself, I discovered that something that people have been discovering all through time, which is that as I changed my inner self, my experience of the outer world was changing almost as if by magic. My relationships with people, the amount of work that would come through my door and the type of it, all of that. And so really it's that old principle of as within, so without. If I want things to be different in my life, the only thing that I can do that will change that for sure is to change my inner state. And people talk about this with respect to money, relationships, you name it. But really, the secret is something that you came across as well, and maybe people always keep rediscovering this. If you want anything to change, you change yourself. That's where you start.
I think that's a good tip there, Chris, because you can change yourself. And sometimes there are external forces that you cannot change, but you always have the power to change what you think of a certain topic and change how you react to certain situations, which is very important. I think there's also another important aspect, and that is who you surround yourself with in your life, not only friendship-wise, but family-ship, and also who you surround yourself in the working-class life. You want to go into depth on how you think this is important?
Well, absolutely. You know, a lot of studies suggest that we're capable of maintaining about 150 active relationships in our lives, some of those very close, some a little more distant. And so what you're pointing to, Corey, is really something that I've discovered very important in my life, which is that out of those 150, I get to choose who they are. And if I choose wisely and surround myself with people who are dynamic, engaged, curious, passionate about things, that will be synergistic to my life and mine with theirs. And so I'm very choosy these days about, you know, who I really want to hang out with. And it's, you know, gosh, you hang out with people of high integrity who are doing fun things. Life is just that much better. So really, that's an important choice to make.
You look at the news in the present day that's coming out of either the left-wing media or the right-wing media. Okay, in the left-wing media, you have nothing but derogatory comments about Hillary Clinton. Rightly or wrongly deserved. In the other side of the media, you have nothing but derogatory comments about Donald Trump. You know, what a buffoon he is, et cetera, et cetera. Nothing at all is looking good for the average person in terms of the upcoming presidential election. An increasingly important event that is perhaps going to be the critical event of this particular year. I would maintain that if people listen to the media and look at all the negativity, nothing positive, that we're going to be in very big trouble. How do you feel about that?
What's happening in the United States right now, I think, is mirrored in other parts of the world, which is that the pie is no longer expanding like it used to. People's lives are actually legitimately harder. Forget the government statistics. Forget how many jobs they said were created. Forget what they say wages are doing. Everybody I know who's not in the 0.1% is saying, wow, this is getting harder. And so that squeeze is creating a lot of pressure. Some of it's showing up politically. Some is sociological. We're seeing more violence showing up. We're seeing more suicides, things like that. So until we address the actual underlying cause of what's creating that pressure, I think we're going to see more of it. And to me, it's just a reflection of that pressure when I see all this negativity, because it's just when I read that out, what I'm really reading is that people who are writing about that, they don't understand where the pressure is actually coming from. Trump didn't magically appear one day, neither did Hillary, neither did the people who believe in either of them. This has been a long, slow process, and if we don't get this under control in this country, if we don't have the right conversations and really identify the root of this, I think we've got more of it coming.
Chris, how do you feel about these individuals in the U.S.? And I can't even put a number on how many there are out there, but I definitely have seen posts on social media and even some articles about it. And it's these Americans who are saying, if Trump gets in, I'm moving to Canada. It's not the first time we've heard it, but how do you feel when you hear these Americans say that?
I'm here in this country still because I believe that this is where my destiny lies, and the destiny of my ancestors obviously was made here, and my children and grandchildren as yet unborn. You know, it's not, you don't get to choose what part of history you're in, but you do get to choose how you're going to respond to that. I feel like you're talking about people who are being reactive. It's great to have a reaction, let it blow over, that's the emotional stage. But the real question is, how are you going to respond to that? And right now, again, let me reiterate this, this point in history is going to call us to greatness. That's, I think, a wonderful, mature response. A reaction would be run away, hide, get angry, drink, whatever the escape mechanism is. That's not my road right now.
You know, I have to say, I'm involved in a discussion group here. A bunch of very, very intelligent guys, a bunch of very well-informed guys, you know. And you've got a certain group of people who are a subgroup within my group of people who do nothing but complain. And I have to tell you, one thing that I'm stressing at all of our meetings is, what good does that do? The bottom line is, complaining, being pessimistic, does absolutely no good. I mean, hell, if you're really in a pessimistic mood, go out and wash your damn car. That'll make you feel good. Mow your lawn. That'll make you feel good. You have to do things in your daily life that make you feel good about yourself. And if you don't, I have to tell you, Chris Martinson's going to be using you as a negative example in his next book. Chris, we've got about a minute left here. Why don't you wrap us up? Tell us the importance of what we're talking about.
Well, I'll just add one thing to the idea of complaining. It does one thing beautifully. It creates more complaining. It strengthens
very
itself.
Very true.
And so that's something that I think that, again, if people really want to have a high quality of life, if they want to enjoy their time here, make sure it's not a dress rehearsal. Complaining will take you away from your true purpose, finding your true gifts, enjoying this moment. In fact, if we can be present in this moment, that aspect of mindfulness, I think that if more people did that, a lot of good would come to this planet. So really, again, if I could just say anything, is understand the context and then know your role in it. This is the time to bring out your best possible self, because the world needs you.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, more thoughts on attitude, more thoughts about how we can live meaningful lives, more thoughts about how we can maintain our security, more thoughts, even more importantly than that, on how we can maintain our sanity. You know, Jay Taylor and I talk about this almost on a weekly basis through a Bible study that he and I do together, and we attempt to stress the good things in life as opposed to the bad things. You know, last week I spent an evening watching two facets of the daily news. I watched the local daily news and the national daily news on CBS, and then I watched the news on Fox. And I got to tell you, the two outlets basically, in my mind, could have been talking about two entirely different environments. One positive and one negative. And I got to tell you, negativity, as we are stressing, at least in the first hour of the show here, accomplishes absolutely nothing. Mr. T, you know, have been working very, very hard throughout our lives. I know that we started similar career paths back in about 1980. It wasn't easy, but I'll tell you, if we were pessimistic with our attitudes, we would not be where we are today. Your answer.
Well, I think that's right, Al. I mean, you always have to believe in the future, believe in something positive, or else you just give up. You were indicating you just had spoken with Jeff Dice about ways that the good things that we have in America, we certainly do have the best country in the world to live in still. The direction of things is not what, it doesn't please me that much. I think there's some attitudes that have crept into our society that are hurting us. But on the other hand, there are an awful lot of people that recognize those attitudes and are positive about life and where we can go in the future. I mean, one of the things I think is really definitely hurting us is this notion of minimalization. The idea that people have gotten in America is, how can I get the most things out of life for the least amount of effort? I mean, I can remember one time I was traveling down in Nevada. We were visiting some, it was actually a geothermal project, and there was a banker from Connecticut. We were having this philosophical discussion around the dinner table, and his idea, he says, well, capitalism is all about getting as much as you can for as little effort as possible. I said, no, no, no. True capitalism, free market capitalism, is about working your tail off, producing as much as you can, working as hard as you can, because it's a competitive environment. And when you do that, you're doing a lot of good things for other people when you're working really hard. But you take the other attitude is, how can I do the least for my fellow man and get the most from my fellow man? And that, without turning political here, Al, I think is what socialism is all about. Not socialism for me to others, but for me expecting others to feed me, to take care of me. And you and I both share the view that we should help those less fortunate around us. But we have come to the point where we want government to take care of us, and we want to do as little as possible to get as much as possible from government. Not just from government, it's the way people sort of try to, unfortunately, too many people treat each other. But I think there's an awful lot of people in this country who understand that that's not a good path, and that they're trying to move in a positive direction. And I really think, Alan, has an awful lot to do with sort of your concept of why you're on Earth, why are you here? You know, are you just an accident of some sort? Or is there a purpose to your life? And if you have a sense that there's a purpose to your life, then I think you can't live in this minimalist attitude. I think then you have to start saying, well, I am a unique human being. I believe that God has given me certain attributes, certain talents, certain gifts. Now, what are those gifts? And can I figure out what they are? And if so, then I'm going to use them. Because if I can use the gifts that God has given me, I'm going to be a very happy, satisfied human being. I may not be as rich as Donald Trump, but I may have a richness in terms of my life with others that far surpasses any kind of joy or happiness you can get through wealth. Or I may be able to make a lot of money. I mean, that's neither here nor there. I think it has more to do with, you know, how we see our purpose in life. And if we feel that we don't have a purpose in life, then I feel sorry for anyone like that, Al.
As do I, Jay. No question about that. You know, I had to ask myself, how can I make a difference? How can I or any human being in this world make a difference? Because if we realize we're making a difference, a certain amount of satisfaction, a lot of satisfaction, comes from that. Now, what's Al Cornlin doing? Well, Al Cornlin lives kind of out in the sticks, for lack of better terms, a wonderful area, but I am very, very separate from politics as a whole in the United States. Realistically speaking, I live in a blue state. How much difference is my vote going to make if I'm not a Democrat? Probably not a lot in Washington. So what have I decided to do? I could sit and read the paper. I could sit and scour the internet for everything that's wrong. That will accomplish absolutely nothing. Or I could do something. Here's what I'm doing. I'm involved with the Economic Development Committee for Blaine. I'm trying to make a difference for some of the folks in Blaine who need help. I'm involved in various discussion groups in the area that we live in where I believe that our attitudes are constructive for making positive changes. You know, you have to try and do things like that to make a difference, because perhaps on the, maybe this is a cop-out, but on the national level, I'm not really sure how much difference I can make, other than you and I do have a bit of an advantage with our shows. You know, people listen to what we have to say, and we certainly listen to what our listeners have to say. So we can make more of a difference than the average person who doesn't have this outlet that we have. But having said that, I think you have to work physically at whatever level you can be effective. Don't you agree?
I do agree, Alan. I think, you know, getting back to this notion of doing what you've been created to do using the gifts that you've been given. You know, I look at your radio voice, your ability to have discussions with people, to bring different people in. You mentioned the platform that you have through your radio show, and I have something similar to that as well. But I just had to pass along this quote that that Albert Einstein gave at one time when they talked about his genius. He said, "Everybody is a genius, but if you ask a fish to climb a tree, he's going to spend his whole life thinking he's stupid." And that really hit me, because I'm saying, yeah, I mean, maybe most of the time we're trying to become something that we're not. We're trying to become something that the world says is successful. You know, if, unless I can be as rich as Donald Trump, I don't have it. I'm a failure. No, that's absolutely wrong, because everybody makes a difference in the day-by-day way you live your life, the way you treat other people. If you treat them with positive respect and care and encouragement, you know, you just don't know how much good you can do people. And, I mean, it, a kind word here and there. As a matter of fact, Al, you know, one of our favorite authors is Matthew Kelly, and I'm reading a book by him right now that I would highly advise anybody who wants to maximize fulfillment in life to read, The Rhythm of Life by Matthew Kelly. But he was saying when he was a child, one of his teachers took him aside, crouched down to get to his eye level, and said to him, "Let your life be guided by greatness," end of quote. Well, that was a meaningful thing for that teacher to say. And Al, you know the great books that Matthew Kelly has written. That was a pivotal moment. I don't say it's the only pivotal moment, but that was one he remembers decades ago as being a very important aspect of his life that caused him to search for what he was made to be and to use those gifts. And you know, Al, everybody knows this guy sells so many books. Why? Because he is an excellent writer. He's found what he was made to do in life. So I think that would bring happiness and fulfillment if we can figure out what our gifts are and then use them. And, you know, we'll make this country a better place in our own little environment. And I said to you, Al, before, that we can worry about who becomes president, but what's really important is individual, the moral fiber of our country, because if the moral fiber of our country is bad, it doesn't matter who's at the top. If the whole thing is rotting out, it doesn't matter. We have to make a difference, each of us ourselves, as we live our daily lives.
Stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome in here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. Now, you obviously are aware of the fact that we're dealing a lot with this show on how people's attitudes are so darn important. We have a very, very interesting situation in the United States right now in that in my entire lifetime, I have never seen such negativity. Negativity produces absolutely nothing. You have to have a change of attitude. You can only prosper or at least maintain if you have a positive attitude and if you're aware of all the facts. Got Jeff Deist on the line with me right now. Jeff, we've been talking off mic about this, and, you know, we talked about the futility of complaining about political issues. We talked about the futility about complaining of economic issues. I would maintain that if anybody is a believer in Austrian economics, which I am, as everybody knows, that even in times like this, perhaps the environment is such that to prosper may be difficult, but to maintain whatever you've accumulated to this point, I think, is very, very feasible. Any comments on that?
Well, I have to agree. I mean, if you've maintained the money you've got in gold since the beginning of this year, you're up about 35%. So there's that. But yeah, look, people get disheartened very easily, and they forget that Austrian economics describes a boom and bust cycle. So there's a boom that precedes the bust, and there's lots of smart people who get rich off the boom. In other words, people who, let's say, sold a bunch of stock or sold their house or sold whatever before the crash of 08, but made a lot of money, at least on paper, between 2001 and 2008. There's also people who get really, really rich shorting the busts, like Mark Spitznagel, the famous billionaire hedge fund manager who became a very wealthy man with a lot of short positions and timed it correctly prior to the 08 crash. So, look, Austrian economics is really just a way of looking at the world and thinking about the world. And all improvement, I believe, starts with a sober and accurate assessment of reality, of where we are. So I can't imagine that Austrian economics can't be exceedingly practical in that sense for most people, especially most investors, because it's a causal realist school of thought. It's a causal realist way of looking at economics as opposed to an empirical or math or hard science way of looking at economics. So, there's a lot, Al. There is a lot to be excited about, to be optimistic about. It just so happens that the good things that are happening in the world have nothing to do with governments or politics or central banks. All the bad stuff is coming from those. And those are very powerful institutions. But the marketplace always seeps through the cracks. We see rising standards of living around the world, especially in so-called developing countries. Even in America, there are plenty of bright spots. So we shouldn't let Trump and Hillary bring us down. And I think some of your listeners may be familiar with a conservative voice from the past named Albert J. Nock. Mm-hmm. He's kind of one of the forgotten people, philosophers. But he talked about changing the world by presenting it with one improved unit. In other words, focusing almost entirely on self-improvement rather than giving in to these politicians who say, hey, vote for me, and there's going to be this instantaneous or observable improvement in life in America. No, it all begins with you, and worrying about the macro, worrying about things that are beyond your control, like who's going to win, Trump versus Hillary. I'd rather have neither of them win. But psychologically detaching yourself from that outcome, I think, is very, very important if you're going to be a productive and effective and maybe even an optimistic and happy warrior. And that's really what we are. We are hopefully happy warriors for liberty, or for a more libertarian society, which is to say a better society.
The thing that really got me thinking about the subject that we're chatting about right now, Jeff, is the fact that I got an email from a good friend of mine. It was basically a two-page diatribe on how bad things are in the United States, how really bad things are economically, politically, et cetera, et cetera. I was incredibly depressed after I read that email, and then to hear you say that there is opportunity in the United States, still there are some beneficial aspects of that the U.S. does have. I'd like you to elaborate on those, if you would.
We're still the world's tech center. Our software in Silicon Valley development continues to outpace the rest of the world. I still think we're an innovative country. We still export a lot of stuff. We still manufacture a lot of stuff. And instead of gnashing our teeth about the economy, so-called, we really need to think of economics in individual terms. And so what is the economy? Well, it's just the aggregate of actions of billions and billions of individual actors, all of whom wake up every morning, Al, and presumably try to better their economic circumstances. So no matter how much government tries to suppress us or regulate us or tax us or sometimes even bomb and kill us, no matter how much central banks try to mask real prices in terms of interest rates and try to artificially suppress the value of currencies, it's really hard for them to overcome lots and lots of people trying to better themselves. So there's always that sort of natural human tendency, just like a bobber on a fishing line wants to pop back up to the surface. There's always that tendency for people to try to improve their lot in lives. Now, when governments get really, really nasty, when you're in a concentration camp in Nazi Germany, it's awfully hard to improve your lot in life. But since we're thankfully well short of that, there are a million ways that bobber keeps trying to resurface. And I think, you see that around the world. But I also think you see that in a, not so much in the dark sense, but a deeper and more abiding distrust in the ability of politics and politicians and central banks to guide us or lead us to something better. I think there's almost a consensus now, a collective shrugging in America, especially in the West, where we look at government, we look at central banks and say, hey, look, they're hopeless, they're gridlocked, there's no central bank solutions to our problems. And I think that's very healthy, because it's true, And it makes us turn towards the marketplace, turn toward competition and cooperation amongst ourselves, because there are an awful lot of things that are getting better and better in life. I mean, just compare going to the dentist versus 30 years ago. So technology and human innovation and just the human spirit can outpace the state. So I think that's the way we have to look at it. And let's not wail too much. I mean, for most of us, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, et cetera, had far tougher lives than we have. So we need to be, we need to honor our ancestors by trying to be worthy of them and not bitching.
You know, I think your comment about don't let the state beat you down, or because of human nature being what it is, the state really can't beat you down. That's probably one of the most optimistic thoughts that I have heard in the last two or three days or two or three weeks. That makes a lot of sense. You know, one thing I'd like to bring up here is when Corey and I attended the Mises Outreach in Seattle back in May, really, really some interesting people there. I can't remember how many people you have, but it was well over 100 or 200 people. And I remember the social hour that we had prior to the presentations. I sat at a table with some very interesting people from Seattle. And the one couple that really stands out in my mind is a couple where the fellow was tremendously, handicapped, but I would say tremendously challenged in the sense that his wife had to help him drink coffee, his wife had to pour coffee for him, etc., etc. This gentleman was an absolute fountain of optimism. Okay, and then another couple, elderly couple sitting next to them, a fellow was a retired physician, his wife, I can't remember, she was also a professional of sorts, and the way that their attitude was such that, you know, they worked all their lives. He saved lives in the medical sector basically throughout his entire career. They ended up moving to over to Eastern Washington in a little town just outside of Wenatchee on a river, and they didn't do that necessarily to escape the foibles, for lack of better terms, of a big city like Seattle. They did that to pursue their own happiness. And, you know, I have so much time for people like that, not for people who let the gloom and doomers get them down. It just, that makes no sense. That is simply not what God wanted us to do. He gave us free will so we can make choices. Don't you agree?
I agree 100%, Al.
Yeah, I mean, one quick comment about the Mises Institute Outreach, by the way. I believe you're going to be doing it again next year in May in Seattle. I will certainly be there. Corey will certainly be there. If you're in the Seattle area, you simply have to attend that. It's an incredibly informative, optimistic environment. Jeff, always a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils,
But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.